And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Man, the text lines have been fun today. By the way, you want to text in? We'll take it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-687-4448. And if you text in for the very first time, by the way, make sure that you text the word right side. Just one time. Just text the word right side to 833-68-RIGHT. And then, yeah, we'll send you an automated message back, ask you for your first name, where you're from. We'll plug you into the system with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more that we have in there, and just jump right on in where you can and hang on. By the way, Boomer has been doing a great job of taking every day. I do the resources. You hear me rattle the paper, right? I got the different stories that go along with each of the dippers. And more often than not, somebody will say, "Hey, where'd you get that story? I mean, where was that thing you read the one about whatever?" And so we started just about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we started posting them daily on the website. So you can go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and look for the live stream tab. And then right there, you'll scroll down, and sure enough, you'll see a button that says resources. Click on it. It'll show you today's triple dipper and every story we've got to go along with that dipper. So if you heard a story, if you want to grab it for yourself, send it to a friend, whatever. It's all right there on the resources button at the bottom of the live stream page. Go grab it and read along, share it with a friend. I got to tell you, too, I got some interesting texts. So I just got one, and I'm not going to name the company because I don't want to do that, because in this particular case, it's a local company, and this guy points out it's just not like it used to be. But he says, this is Brad in Limestone. Brad in Limestone County says he works for, he names a company, which was bought out and is now owned by a D.C. area company. He says the hypothetical that Matt just brought up about the transgender marching into a women's restroom, he says we literally have a company document addressing that situation. And he paraphrases, he says, the paraphrase of it is, if the transgender's presence makes you uncomfortable, do not ask the transgender to find another restroom, you find another restroom. He says, yes, it actually says that. This company is now a sad shell of what it once was. Wow,
that blows my mind.
I know. I mean, it just does, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You asking, find another restroom.
Asking the person that it was born that sex to move to another restroom when the other person identifies and you don't want to hurt their feelings?
Yeah, hurt their feelings. Yeah. I mean, I guess too, if you comment on it, it's considered harassment in the workplace, probably, you know. What are you doing here? You look like a dude. You can't say that to me. Well, Jim, you were in the men's room last week. Don't call me by my dead name. It's lunacy. Absolute lunacy. All right, listen, we're gonna switch gears on this, but you're still welcome to text it in. In fact, I just saw we have a brand new texter, Barbara from Trinity. Is in there. I see her texting in. And Ken from Athens and Roger from Munster are all texting in. Wanda from Somerville just texted in and said, what's the heck? What the heck? She didn't say it this way, but she says, first time to do the live streaming on we do a live video streaming of the studio, except that I'm actually broadcasting from a secret and undisclosed location today because I'm out of town on business. So,
oh well, next time. Yes. And next time we'll do video from the remote place one day.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. I don't know. I just Phil, we know where you are. My secret bunker has been disclosed. I'm in the bat cave somewhere. But anyway, all right, listen, I'm going to switch gears for a little while. Russia, Russia, Russia. That's number two of the triple dipper. So let me first of all bring you up to date on a major, major breaking story, a story that's still unfolding before us as we speak. So in case you didn't see it, there was a huge, massive leak in Pentagon intelligence. Documents, actual documents posted. What we know so far is that these documents somehow made it onto a forum or a gaming platform. And by the way, it's amazing how people communicate, but chat rooms, gaming platforms, those all become surreptitious means of people to communicate. And so you will have people who, you know, log in different parts of the world to allegedly play a online-based game or something together, but then they really go off to the side, they communicate in the game, and it goes away. It's amazing the ways to get around, you know, being discovered. Well, somebody within this forum or gaming platform, they were talking about Ukraine. They're talking about Russia and the war in Ukraine. And this person, whoever this is, and we don't know yet, right now they're saying this leak is bigger than Snowden, all right? That this leak is bigger than what's his name, Manning, all of whom grabbed documents and published them out. These are documents that clearly indicated ongoing battlefield analysis. And these documents and the commentary attached to the documents seem to indicate that Ukraine's air defenses were faltering because they were running low on air defense ammunition, missiles, surface-to-air missiles. It also talked about the efficacy of the planned counteroffensive by Ukraine against Russia. It talked about what certain other allies are doing or not doing in relation to Russia, and how some are, like, for instance, I think it was Egypt, is said in some of these are, by the way, these are Pentagon briefing documents. These are intel analyses with maps and all of it that were used to brief a limited number of Pentagon high-level officials. And one of them seems to indicate that Egypt is violating sanctions. Egypt, a country that we provide massive aid to every year, which kind of boggles the mind when you get down to it, Egypt was then going to allegedly supply missiles to Russia, taking our money, and then money's fungible, you know, move it around. And then they were going to supply arms to, now Egypt denies it, but we're also seeing somewhere in those documents that the United Arab Emirates was discussing directly with Russia how to bypass some of the oil embargoes and sanctions. So all of this gets out. The Pentagon is apoplectic right now. This is one of the biggest security breaches in the history of the United States. Here's my theory. As I get into this topic of Russia, and other things related to Russia, and whether or not Russia is as strong as they had always portrayed themselves to be, what we're seeing right now is something that I believe could very easily have been Russia-enabled in terms of the leak. I'm not going to be a bit surprised. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that this was maybe a disgruntled deep state employee. Maybe a clumsy attempt by someone to take care of documents that were then picked up by someone else. I don't know. But in the end, I think the disclosure was in some way possibly foisted upon the world by Russia. Because what does it do? It undermines all of the allies. It undermines Ukraine. And who benefits from that? Russia. So yes, the largest ever, one of the largest ever at the very least, security breaches in U.S. history, documents clearly indicating battlefield analysis and the efforts of allies to do or not do certain things in relation to Russia, all managed to leak onto an online platform and then got out to the world. Fox News and a number of other reporting agencies have taken the position that they will not put those documents out because they feel like they would be just perpetrating the issue, but they're talking about it. But there was some platform that had them on there. I think it was on Twitter, as a matter of fact, at first for a while, and you could see them. It's a mess. And I believe that somehow or another, Russia is actually involved. But Russia's got their own issues. Story here from military.com. And this one's a few months old, but I didn't even catch it until recently. But Russia's got their own security breach issues. Like, did you know, I did not know this, that a Russian engineer named Gleb Karakulov recently defected from Russia. But he was not just an ordinary defector. Karakulov was an officer in President Vladimir Putin's personal secretive security service detail. He was one of the guys who made sure that no matter where Putin was, he had secure communications. And while he wasn't a confidant of Putin per se, he saw him regularly, he watched his schedules, he knows how he does things, he knows what his reactions are, he knows what his communications needs are. certain things like knowing that the Putin never had a cell phone on his person. He doesn't use the internet. He insists on having access to Russian state TV no matter where he is in the world. But he's also becoming somewhat of a shell of the man he used to be. And this particular person says he's a defector because he believed that Putin had become a war criminal and it was time to end the war. I could tell you right now, he managed to defect. I don't know how he did it. He managed to defect with his wife and child. And the AP has now independently confirmed his identity with three sources in the U.S. and Europe, according to this article. The AP has also confirmed that Karakulov is listed as a wanted man now in Russia. And the Interior Ministry there in Russia initiated a criminal investigation against him for desertion during a time of military mobilization. And the FSO that he worked for, which is known as the Federal Protective Service, the FSO is one of the most secretive branches in all of Russia's security services. So Russia's got its own issues with security breaches. And that's on an epic scale. That's when you've got somebody who was the right-hand man as part of the security detail for the president of the country who defects. Yeah, you got issues, man. You got lots of issues. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back and spend a few more minutes unpacking things that are happening around Russia. Why am I doing this? Because the Russian bear was seen to be the enemy of the Cold War. The one that we had to stand back and watch for constantly. Are they going to come through the fold of gap? What is NATO going to do? And now we're finding out that in some ways they're sort of toothless, but they're also reckless. And I'll tell you about the Wall Street Journal reporter that is now being held prisoner in Russia. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm in this section called Russia, 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 and why am I doing this? Well, I told you sometimes we cover the international, right? But you also have to look at what's happening on the world stage that impacts the United States, and I think we have to be world aware. We can't hunker down into and become single, you know, issue conservatives. We've got to be a little bit more broad brush. We've got to have the perspective that at the very least we are familiar with topics that impact us, and this one definitely does. I mean, what's happening with the war in Ukraine? It certainly impacts us. What's happening with Russia extorting other NATO nations or European nations, excuse me, on heating and oil gas? And you got heating and oil gas. Gas and oil for heating and for energy is. I'm just saying this impacts us because what impacts? People don't realize that Ukraine actually had it was considered the breadbasket of Europe. I mean, sure, there's farmers other way. The grain producing giant of Europe was Ukraine. The nuclear reactors in Ukraine are the largest in Eastern Europe. And I'm just, all of this, you look at it and go, wow, okay, it does have an impact. Because then what happens is it has trickle-down effects that impact the economies of other nations that we rely upon for trade. Next thing you know, we got stuff happening that impacts whether we buy milk and bread for the same price here in the United States. Russia, Russia, Russia. There's times when it matters what's happening with that nation. One of the things that's also happening over there right now, Fox News has a story just about a week old. You've probably seen it. But to give you a bit of an update, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, Evan Gershkovich, he's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal on detail in Russia. Now, by the way, not a good time to travel to Russia. Just saying. I mean, we're not openly in war. We're fighting a proxy war with them. I mean, just regardless of how you feel about it, pro or con, we're fighting a proxy war with Russia right now. And it's not a good place to be. It's like going to Mexico right now. Anyway, the Russian government's Federal Security Service arrested Evan Gershkovich last week. I think this point would be the week before last now, charging him with spying on behalf of the U.S. government. The Wall Street Journal featured a variety of his colleagues lauding their colleague as a top-notch journalist who does not belong in jail. So he was a legit journalist. He wasn't somebody that just suddenly picked up a badge and pretended he was a journalist. No. This is somebody who's actually been on the Wall Street Journal staff. He's considered to be a top-notch foreign journalist, and he's just been arrested and is being held for spying. In the words of some, he's being held hostage through no fault of his own. He's behind bars. Now, we still have another gentleman over there right now, a former Marine who has been accused of spying, who's been held now for several years. Of course, we did get get Brittany Griner out. That was important. Anyway, Gershkovich, and I'm glad she's out. I am glad she's out, by the way. But Gershkovich was arrested by Russia's Federal Security Service Thursday of a week before last while reporting in an area roughly 800 miles east of Moscow. The way this plays out, some believe that what we're looking at now is, once again, the Russians will stage this until they're able to make a trade for somebody they really want. Like, you know, another one of those international arms merchants of death kind of guys. But that's who we're dealing with. A nation that not only rolls across the border to attack another sovereign nation because it just wants more territory, but also a nation that will arrest U.S. citizens and detain them on accusations of spying. I doubt it. Hey, I got a caller on the line, just realized. Let me go over there and get... Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, and I'm fired up, sir, about this topic. As you know, I just wrote about Private First Class Manning, who basically got a slap on the wrist. Okay.
Yeah.
By contrast, I mean, I was born in 1953. That was the year that Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were executed for passing atomic secrets to Russia. Mm. And I personally think that the reason why, I mean, you contrast that with you know, what happened with Julian Assange and Manning and, you know, all these ones, I honestly think that one of the reasons why they do it, and God only knows, and he does, who just did what, as far as the most recent leak, I think there's no deterrent. And so people go ahead and do it because of the thrill, and they certainly are not upholding their vow to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, but they basically know that nothing's going to happen, and so why not?
I totally agree. I just saw this morning, as a matter of fact, Representative James Comer from Kentucky made a comment similar to what you're saying during an interview I saw on Fox News. He said that the deep state has no accountability. That, you know, elected officials realize they could lose their office, and certain bureaucrats realize they might not get a promotion in rank. But the deep state that believes that they know how to run government best, that we're seeing this kind of thing playing out on a regular basis. Doesn't matter what administration's in.
Yep, I agree. So it's going to happen until there's some teeth in the deterrence is what I'd like to see.
Great point. Allie, thanks for the call. Appreciate you as always.
You're welcome, sir.
Hey, last thing I'll have time for, it appears, because top of the hour, we're going to take a break and come back and do the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. But one more thing you might want to know, and this is interesting. Now, you know, we of course have contractors, and we've had contractors, you know, under arms, like, you know, Blackwater and others like that. But not like this. If you're not familiar, go look up the Russian Wagner Group. The Wagner Group is a thuggish army. It's a personal army loyal to Putin, run by a guy named Yevgeny Prigozhin. And Yevgeny Prigozhin is literally on the battlefield directing traffic with his own army, most of whom are cheap conscripts and prisoners who are discharged from prison to go and fight with the Wagner Group. It's a freaky situation. But the Battle of Bakhmut right now is a bloodbath. And the Wagner Group, not the true Russian army, but the Wagner Group, is in there leading the charge on that battle. Amazing. That's who we're dealing with right now. Keep in mind, Russia is a shell of what it used to be. And what we're finding out is most of what they used to be was probably a lie in the first place. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Grand Council. See you in a minute.